Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
A federal judge in Florida voided the national mask mandate covering airplanes and other public transportation as exceeding the authority of U.S. health officials in the coronavirus pandemic. A decision Monday by the U.S. District Court Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell in Tampa. An appointee of former President Trump also said that the CDC improperly failed to justify its decision and didn't follow proper rulemaking. In her 59-page ruling, Mizell said the only remedy was to vacate the rule entirely across the country because it would be impossible to end it for the limited group of people who objected in the lawsuit. The judge said a limited remedy would be no remedy at all and that the courts have full authority to make a decision such as this, even if the goals of the CDC in fighting the virus are laudable. She wrote, quote, because our system doesn't permit agencies to act unlawfully even in pursuit of desirable ends, the court declares unlawful and vacates the mask mandate. The Justice Department declined to comment when asked if the government planned to appeal the ruling. The CDC recently extended the mask mandate, which was set to expire Monday until the 3rd of May, to allow more time to study the BA.2 Omicron subvariant of the coronavirus that's now responsible for the vast majority of cases in the U.S. The mask requirement for travelers was the target of months of lobbying from the airlines, which sought to kill it. Carriers argued that effective air filters on modern planes make transmission of the virus during a flight highly unlikely. Republicans in Congress also fought to kill the mandate. Critics seized on the fact that states have rolled back rules requiring masks in restaurants, stores, and other indoor settings, and yet COVID cases have fallen sharply since the Omicron variant peaked in mid-January. The Soldano City Council enacted an ordinance that would increase estimated revenues and appropriations by $128,000 in the Equipment Replacement Fund for the purchase of two replacement police patrol vehicles. The biennial operating budget for fiscal years 22 and 23 included a replacement patrol vehicle for the police department in FY23 as part of routine fleet replacement. City Manager Stephanie Queen.
We're requesting this appropriation, which would allow us to really get our name on and secure two vehicles that are in the queue to be outfitted in the way that they would serve us as new patrol vehicles. One of the vehicles is one that we had already identified for replacement, and actually the council had approved it in the FY23 Equipment Replacement Fund. So the year starting July 1, the council had already appropriated and identified $63,000 for that replacement of the vehicle. The other vehicle is due to an accident at no fault of our own officers, but the vehicle was totaled. So this is a new need as a result of that accident. And what we're requesting is the funding to secure both of them now, and we would, with the intent that we would come back in the mid-biennium budget process and essentially undo that $63,000 that had already been identified next year.
Queen commended Lieutenant Kant for reaching out to the state of Alaska to see if they had used vehicles that the city might be able to purchase.
And through one of his phone calls to a representative at the state, they had already months ago put in an order for two vehicles that they were willing to release to us if we had the need and had the ability to put our name on those. So that's partially the request to move forward with both at this time, is to be able to secure those existing vehicles that are the ones we need, the right kind, and already essentially in the order.
In addition to purchasing the new vehicle, the city must outfit it with lighting, cage, prisoner seats, etc. As a result, the city amended the insurance proceeds and appropriation of fund balance to reflect the updated amount. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.